Pizza.
But what kind of pizza?
The pizza that I've never had anywhere else but school. That real flat.
That rectangle.
Yeah, flat rectangle. I couldn't even know where to purchase that if I wanted it today.
I know.
And you would always go get some paper towels from the bathroom and blot your pizza. And then it was probably junior high when I learned about the ranch dippage in pizza.
Oh, you gotta do the ranch.
Because a girl at school did it.
Welcome to the Snack Show with Jamie Fallon.
We're just a couple gals snacking our way through life and talking about it.
This is your first time in a podcast studio?
I just laid the snack down is what I'm saying.
Jamie, why in the H-E double pretzel sticks did we start a podcast?
That's a great question that I don't remember the answer to.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Food fight. Food fight. Food fight. Food fight.
Food fight. Have you ever been in a food fight?
No, but as I researched today's episode, I feel like I missed that opportunity in my childhood.
I really wish I did too. All I can picture is takes two.
I had a she's all that moment.
Oh, I was thinking she takes two.
Yeah,
it
that,
takes two.
It's that's actually a great one.
Yeah.
With Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Oh, so good.
Should we have a food fight, you and I, since we've never done
wow.
it? Should we recreate some childhood
sure.
dreams? We just find
that's what we'll do for my birthday next year in the summer.
Okay, great.
We need outdoor space.
I was gonna say we find an outdoor space and
let's just invite like 20 friends, and the celebration is a food fight.
Oh my gosh, I'm all the way in on this.
Great.
Well, today, snackers, if you haven't sorted it out yet, we are talking
school lunch snacks.
Also cafeteria snacks.
Yes.
I have a few things that weren't at my school lunch, but I have here on the list.
Okay, question for you. What did you call
hot lunch, cold lunch?
Yes, hot lunch, cold lunch.
Yes.
Well, we didn't do cold lunch. It was just like lunch, or on Thursdays it was hot lunch. And that
so was hot lunch was if you bought lunch from the school.
Yes.
And cold lunch was if you brought it yourself.
Yes. Exactly.
So that
hot
was
lunch, cold lunch.
If it was
what were you, a hot luncher or a cold luncher?
It kind of came and went. I was mostly cold lunch except for pizza and nacho day.
Nice.
But there was a period of time where I had the like card where I could always eat at school.
I love it. I was strictly cold lunch in elementary school. Then I graduated to middle school and hot lunch every day.
Yeah, I remember I think it was ninth grade, I had hot lunch all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if my mom just made that life decision for herself for that school year. I can't really.
Were you able to do off-campus lunches?
No.
Either were we.
No.
But I've heard of schools that have.
Yeah, like high schools.
Yes.
And we had a Subway and a McDonald's directly across the street. So off-campus would have really been a dream. Instead, it was an after-school McFlurry for your girl Jam.
Sure. Another question. How did you pay for your lunch?
It was usually my mom had like bought into
this. No, sorry. Oh, wait, keep going.
My mom had bought into the system, so we just had credits.
Okay,
so like my mom paid with
but,
a
like,
check.
What did you actually?
We didn't have anything. It was just our name. So like my mom would like write a check for $100, which was however many lunches, and then I would just be in the system and it would check off. There was like
they typed in your name and said
there was
Jamie.
like a real old school like Mac computer at the end.
Okay.
And or like a little scanner thing.
And it scanned what?
I don't know.
Oh. See, for us, it used to be tickets. Like, you would just get tickets, like literal, like raffle tickets, and you'd hand it in for a hot lunch. And then we elevated and we got scanner cards that were like ID cards. And so when you went up, they scanned your card. It was like, oh, okay.
I don't have any memory of having to have something. So I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm sure, unless the lunch lady knew all of our faces, there had to be a system, but that has left my brain.
Interesting.
When you haven't had elementary school lunch in 30 years.
Right. Okay, let's dive right in. What is the first thing on your hot lunch menu?
Nachos.
Okay, I like it.
And those little tiny black olives.
Oh, we didn't have those.
Oh, I mean, they were just shredded. Like they weren't sliced. They were, I don't even know what the word is.
Minced.
They were, sure, minced. Diced? Thank you. Yeah, minced would be a good word.
Okay.
Just like tiny little black olives. And
You're really working on that eye.
I'm so itchy. It's ragweed season, everybody, apparently. Says my Weather Channel app. Yeah, those tiny little black olives, which I know don't serve you at all, Fal, but
you know what?
They really motivated me.
I love that. I'm going to up your nacho game and tell you that we used to have something called a walking taco.
Oh, we've talked about those.
Yeah, yeah, love them. In the Frito bag, if you haven't heard in the episode, whenever we talked about it at some point. Probably the...
I feel like we talked about it maybe fair snacks.
Oh, yeah, maybe. You literally take a Frito bag, like a mini Frito bag, and you pour the ingredients in the bag and then shake the bag. So meat, lettuce, cheese, whatever, olives, if you like olives, whatever you like. And then you shake the bag and you get to walk around, fork in hand, into the bag. There you go. Walking taco.
Yeah. Ours was in that little boat ramekin thing that you can buy.
Oh, yeah. Gotta have the boat ramekin.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to you because I said walking taco.
Okay. Pizza.
But what kind of pizza?
The pizza that I've never had anywhere else but school. That real flat.
That rectangle.
Yeah, flat rectangle. I couldn't even know where to purchase that if I wanted it today.
I know.
And you would always go get some paper towels from the bathroom and blot your pizza. And then it was probably junior high when I learned about the ranch. Dippage in pizza.
You gotta do the ranch.
Because a girl at school did it. Yes. There was a girl at school who would dip everything in ranch. Mm-hmm. We kind of would dare her. Like, I remember one time she had M&M's dipped in ranch for lunch. But that's where I learned about pizza and ranch. So,
and the cheese on top was so congealed, you could literally take off the top.
It was a whole layer. Yeah.
You could just peel it right off.
I think I Googled earlier the company. Yes. Here we go. I'm on a Reddit. Where to buy rectangle school cafeteria pizza.
Where?
It's called Commodity Pizza, and it's made by Tony's.
Great.
Is what it says. Okay. It says, contact a local food distributor in your area and order a case of their 4x6 pizzas and arrange to pick it up.
That is amazing.
So.
Commodity
Tony's
pizza
Commodity Pizza.
I love it. Thank you. It used to always fit perfectly in the tray.
Yeah, 4x6, that feels right. Uh-huh. It's just like a postcard. Right there in your little ramekin.
I'm so glad we all can bond over rectangle pizza. Which flavor did you usually get?
It was a pepperoni, but it was like little tiny. It wasn't like circular pepperonis. Uh-huh. It feels like it was little tiny.
Little squares.
Yeah.
I always did the sausage.
Oh, we didn't have options.
Oh. Come on over to Michigan. We'll help you out.
You rich Midwesterners.
So. Okay, next on my list, of course, carton milk.
Ooh,
what else
kind of
lunch?
Milk, though?
White milk all the way.
I have on my list chocolate milk. That little square of chocolate milk. Ooh, what a treat.
Yeah,
I don't even think we had chocolate milk in our home, but
yeah. You
better believe I'd be like peeling back that little milk topper, which this is a great question. Can you buy milk that way at the store these days where you have to peel back the paper?
Wasn't I with you in Alaska? I had one.
I know. I mean, like the big cartons. Remember the big ones used to be that way, too?
Oh. Because
yeah, that was how our big cartons were, and now they all are screw top.
Where were we in Alaska where I had a milk, and it was like that?
Was it on the boat?
Maybe it was on the boat.
Feels like the only place where you just would have been handed a milk.
Right. But let's all reminisce on when so you open it up, and it's like the little like corner tab to your mouth. When that would get too like moist or like... You know what I mean, though? It got too like wet.
I'm trying to listen to you and be a good citizen, but...
But do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Oh, and it was so
gross. It's basically the childhood version of paper straws.
Yes.
You have a 100%. Limited time to drink this drink before it all goes to heck.
And then when you were done, did you flatten it all the way down? Like you kind of pinched
it inside
and then...
I believe I did, but I don't know that was like a every timer.
I can like feel doing that. I'm like really in my feels about it. Okay, love it. What's next on your list?
Tater tots.
Oh, of course. With what, though? What was usually with it?
Ketchup or ranch?
No. Like another food item.
The hamburger.
Oh, nice. Mine was usually the chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Those nugs were questionable. Were your nugs questionable?
Yeah, they were way too soft.
Yeah, so were ours.
Yeah, way too soft.
It was
soft.
Like a mystery meat nug.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, this is what we're feeding the children of the future that Whitney Houston sings about.
Okay, next on my list was, okay, question for you first.
Okay.
You had hot lunch, but did you also have like a snack bar where you could pay additional dollar bills for like other things?
We had a student store where you could buy snacks in high school, and we had vending machines in junior high.
Okay. So in
junior... and in elementary school, none of the above.
Okay. So in junior high / middle school, we used to have a snack bar. So you get your hot lunch, you go sit down. But then if you wanted a little extra, all the rich kids would head down to the snack bar, and there was chips, there was ice cream, there was candy. But the thing that was my favorite down there was a hot pretzel.
Oh,
and it was one of those soft hot pretzels with the big pieces of salt.
Mm.
Get a little side of ranch.
I also really like mustard for my pretzel.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I would sometimes do either like a Dijon mustard. I don't like yellow mustard, so I would like do like a little Dijon action or a ranch. And it was just so good. They were little. They weren't huge. They were just little things, but they were so dang good.
How much were they? Were they like a dollar? Just throwing those ones around at the student store?
Wasn't lunch like $2.25 or something?
I have zero memory. What I do have memory of is the piece of paper you'd put on the fridge with the school lunch schedule.
Uh-huh.
So you knew what days to negotiate with your mom.
Sure, of course.
For hot lunch.
I just have a vivid memory of the number 225, and I think that's how much our hot lunch was.
What a deal.
I know, it really is, looking back. Okay, what's next on your list?
Okay, I didn't participate this, but this feels like a real quintessential school lunch. Sloppy Joe's.
Right, I have that on my list. Yeah. Love a good Sloppy Joe. You didn't have them, though.
I don't remember having them. I also am not a giant Sloppy Joe fan, so wow. I might have did cold lunch on Sloppy Joe Day.
Sloppy Joe, slap Sloppy Joe.
Mofo you.
Do you want me to sing the song?
I did. What? There's a song?
From Billy Madison. Oh. Slap it, Joe. Slap, slap
this
it,
is
Joe.
We've had multiple Billy Madison moments from you lately, and I don't remember.
Okay. Next on my list, this is probably the GOAT of all hot lunch offerings, in my humble opinion.
Wow. Above nachos?
Yes.
Okay.
Bosco sticks.
What?
You've never had a Bosco stick?
Never heard of her.
It has all of your favorite things, cheese and carbs. Literally two little, like, they look like breadsticks.
Okay.
And inside is cheese.
I've never seen these. I'm looking at them right now.
You were supposed to dip
in marinara
sauce, but I would dip it in ranch dressing, of course.
Oh, so questions related to your search.
Uh-huh.
Are Bosco sticks a Midwest thing?
Ooh, could be.
So, yeah, they're from a Michigan pizzeria, so that's why
there
that's for you and not for
Bosco
us.
Bosco sticks, y'all. If you've had them, shout me out on Instagram at The Snack Show Pod. If not, check them out. They are so, so good. Amazing. It was like Bosco stick day was like everyone's favorite day. So amazing. Okay, what's next on your list?
Okay, well, I said this came with the tots, but those hamburgers.
Sure.
The most well-done small patty and just a bun, and that's it.
That's it. Plain
yep. hamburger.
Also very plain, the chicken sandwich. Did you ever have a chicken sandwich?
I don't know.
Like a chicken patty sandwich. It was literally two white pieces of white bread and a chicken in the middle. Nothing else. No toppings.
No pickles?
Accoutrements. No pickles.
Ugh. What I've learned is today's research has made me know how little of my childhood I remember.
Sure. It's hard. It's hard. Well, you're old, so
it's true. It's true.
The other thing, you just mentioned pickles. I forgot that there was a season in middle school, where I would just get a little, like, ramekin, a plastic ramekin of sliced pickles, and I would just snack on those.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you like bread and butter pickles or dill pickles?
I love all.
Okay.
All pickles are welcome. Okay, next on my list.
We're a pickle-inclusive pod.
We really are. Salisbury steak?
What?
With mashed potatoes?
You're Midwest rich life. Salisbury steak as a kid?
Do you even know how to spell it? Let me tell you.
Salisbury?
Yeah. Good job.
Yes.
Salisbury steak. A very, very plain piece of steak, but it had this amazing gravy over top of it, and then a side of mashed potatoes.
Wow.
Very, very good.
You had such a rich school life.
You know. They fit us well up there in the mitten.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, next on your list.
Orange slices. I just have
orange
like
slices. Like literal fruit.
Yeah, like every okay. just and every side was like cut slices of oranges. Sure. And it's not even really like enough to eat it because it's the thin slices. Uh-huh. I don't know. I just remember it always being there and being like, why?
Sure. Okay, next on my list, I'm remembering middle school and high school. Did you have a salad bar?
We did.
Loved a salad bar. Mostly because it was doused in ranch dressing, but loved a salad.
Yeah, it was
bar.
A lot of iceberg lettuce and ranch dressing.
Yes. And like those little thin crunchy carrots.
Yes.
Oh, love that.
It was really just a vehicle for ranch.
Right. Yeah. I'm while we're talking about this, I'm recognizing that I really went through seasons of my eating habits throughout school. It was like the pickle season, the pretzel season, the salad bar season.
Mm.
But I would do it for like months on end, the same thing. Then I kind of switch it up.
I get that. Yeah. I still do that at my house.
Yeah, sure.
I'll just buy the same groceries every week for a while.
Just
feels easier. Then I don't have to make new decisions.
That's why I hate grocery shopping, is because it's like I want to be creative, but I'm too overwhelmed at the store, so I end up getting the same thing, and it's so boring. I need to figure that out. I'm sure there's a sponsor for that or something.
Like a food serve, like a delivery food thing.
Yeah. I just feel bad.
Why?
I'm like, I have two legs and two arms. Why don't I go grocery shopping?
But then it arrives in all the ingredients of things you wouldn't think to make. Like it's like a recipe given to you.
Oh, you're talking about like a meal service.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about a grocery delivery service.
No. I meant like order your those, and then all you have to do for groceries are like the real things you need, like toilet paper and soap.
Yep. Wait, do you do that kind of shopping when you grocery shop?
Sometimes.
Ooh, this is an interesting conversation. Mine is completely separate.
What store? Well, it's because you only shop at Trader Joe's for food, and they don't have that at Trader Joe's,
they do.
Right?
They do have some stuff.
But like not every
pickle.
Yeah, yeah.
I could get something.
So I do a lot of Kroger, so it's all available to me. But if I only need like bathroomy things or like medicine or something like that, I go to Walmart.
Oh, nice.
Or Target.
Okay.
Depending on what it is I need.
Now I'm very curious. We're going to do a poll on Instagram. Head over there. Are you a grocery and home needs shopping all in one kind of person, or is this two separate trips? Let us know. Okay, what's next on your list? I have two more.
I have two more too.
Okay, great.
But then I have a few cold lunch things when you pack your own.
Sure.
That little tub of vanilla ice cream with that wooden spoon.
Of course.
And if the Lord was smiling upon you, there'd be a Neapolitan option.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Usually it was just either vanilla or chocolate, but
and like the sides had like
little ridges all the way around, and the top was kind of paper, and you'd peel it off, and then you'd eat with your wooden spoon,
100%,
and hope you didn't bite into your wooden spoon.
And the ice cream also always tasted a little wooden spoony.
Mm-hmm. you just get little splinters in your with your ice cream.
It was good though.
So good.
Okay, next on my list, spaghetti.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they offered you meat sauce, but sometimes Fallon got creative and added some of that ranch dressing to the meat sauce to make a little vodka-esque sauce.
Creamy sauce, yeah. Wow. Once an Italian, always an Italian.
I mean, she can't hide it.
She can't be stopped. She cannot be stopped.
It's true.
Okay, my last one is those little Minute Maid juice bars where you'd cut the top off and it was like kind of a triangled shape.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like frozen juice.
Yes. Yep. It was like this at the bottom, if you're watching on YouTube or Spotify.
It was like a...
And then circle on the top.
Yes. It was almost like there was a ice cream cone inside of it, kind of.
But it wasn't.
But no. But it was just frozen juice.
It was kind of like sorbet, right?
Kind of, yeah, because it was slushy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love those. Okay, last on my list, mini corn dogs.
Mm.
Remember mini corn dogs?
Yeah. Did you ever have the side of like gross corn or the dried carrots that would always be on the side of those meals? And
I
the
remember
little too
corn. I don't remember
small
carrots.
Oh man, when the carrot would be so dry, it was like white, and you're like, "What is this?" Ugh.
Sick. Yeah. Mini corn dogs. Loved them so much. And what did I dip it in?
Ranch.
So
really, the school lunch is ranch with some other sides of other things.
Exactly.
Okay, so if you were bringing your lunch to school, what were your go-tos?
Sandwiches, peanut butter and jelly, like a very plain turkey cheese white bread kind of sandwich, and then usually like a fruit snack, maybe a Dunkaroo thrown in there, maybe some chips. I think that's about it.
Yeah, I was thinking about mine, and I put PB&J, Doritos.
Nice.
A Capri Sun.
Wow.
And then some sort of treat. And what the two things that came to mind were Little Bites, those mini muffins.
Yeah,
I'd always negotiate getting the chocolate chip ones with my mother. Or a Kudos bar.
Oh.
Which I know we've talked about in nostalgia episodes.
Yeah. I never grew up on Kudos, but I do.
Ooh, but all that just in that paper bag.
Oh, yeah. Did your mom ever write on the bag?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yes, my mom got very artistic.
Oh, wow.
All sorts of things.
Because if my mom made our lunch, she'd have to put all three of our names. And so we'd get our name on
there. Do you remember, though, when you forgot you brought cold lunch, you didn't finish your sandwich, you threw it back into the brown paper bag, threw that brown paper bag in your backpack, and then a week later you forgot.
And it's still smushed at the very bottom.
Oh, y'all, that was a time. Time and a half.
Yep.
Okay, if there's anything we missed from our hot lunch, cold lunch episode, please let us know. Always let us know on Instagram. At the Snack Show Pod. Visit us on Substack. We have a website.
And are there cool foods that the kids have now that we don't know about?
100%. I don't even want to know. I'll be too jealous. I can't stand it.
It's got to be better for us nutritionally than some of ours.
Sure. Yeah.
But you know what? We made it through, so we were well fed.
Instead of our carrots, they get kiwis.
Oh, my gosh.
Instead of our sandwiches,
okay, I also have
kiwis.
A question for you. Some schools did this. I don't remember ever doing it. Did you ever get breakfast at school? Like breakfast, hot lunch, where you could go early and they would feed you?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
But maybe.
I also remember it happening. I just never did it.
Yeah.
And then when I was doing some research, I saw some pictures of like breakfast sausage or things like that.
That's very nice. Taking care of kids who need it.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we leave, we got one thing to talk about, Jamie.
We do.
Snack of the week.
Snack.
Who's going first this time?
You go first.
Okay. Mine is very simple. Multi-colored mini carrots.
What?
Multi-colored.
Oh, I thought you said multi-covered.
Oh.
And I was like, covered?
Multi-covered with different colors.
Yeah, covered with what?
I used to be an orange-only mini carrot fan. And after dating Haji, he loves multicolored carrots. I don't know why. But he loves
Does he them. Feel like they taste different or just he feels like he's getting more out of them?
I don't know. I really don't know. You'd have to ask him. He might have just grown up on multi-carrot.
Will you ask him and we can put that interview maybe on Instagram?
Oh, yes.
I would just like a little deeper dive.
Sure. Because you are an orange only gal too?
Because I don't think they taste any different. Buy them.
Absolutely don't taste any different.
But so then what's the preference is the question.
So this is my experience. I used to be orange only. The colored ones actually freaked me out. I was like, purple? No, they need to be orange.
White?
Nah.
That's an albino carrot, in my opinion.
But he was shopping for me. He recently got me a bag of multicolored mini carrots. I asked for just carrots, and he came back with multicolored. And I actually really like them. They taste completely the same, but I think because they're different colors, you kind of... You know, like when you're looking at your plate and everything's the same color and you're like, this is not healthy. Even if it's like broccoli and green beans and something else green.
Mm-hmm.
Just the variety of color makes you feel like you're eating more holistically, robustly, healthily. So if you want to trick yourself, go grab a bag of multicolored carrots.
You could also just eat fruit snacks. Those are also multicolored.
Well, those are different multicolored. I think if carrots were like bright pink and bright yellow and bright green, it might be different. But anyway, shout out to Mini Carrots. Good to have you.
Oh my gosh. I love that.
Okay. What about you?
My snack of the week is a liquid snack.
Okay.
I've been on a real kick lately of drinking pineapple juice.
I've never had pineapple juice, but I love the juice at the bottom of a pineapple like fruit cup.
You've never had pineapple juice?
I don't think so.
Well, I have it in a container in my refrigerator.
Okay.
I also have little singular ones. I should bring you a little singular one.
Done, please.
And I just, I had orange juice and then I just switched to pineapple juice, which also gives you vitamin C.
Nice.
And I started doing this with grape juice as a kid, where I would put ice in my drink at my grandma's. And so sometimes I put ice in my pineapple juice, and it's just like a little sweet drink treat.
I feel like that would be helpful, because isn't the pineapple juice really like,
yeah,
like, kind of like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, so when it's real cold, it makes you sip it instead, yeah, of chug it.
Right, right. I love that. I also have a surprise for you.
You do?
Yes.
I love surprises.
We have a listener snack of the week.
We do!
After multiple weeks of not, we are back in it.
Can't wait.
Yes. Okay, so listener, will you please tell us your snack of the week?
Hey, Jamie Fallon. This is Brandy from West Atlanta, and I'm coming at you with an educator's perspective. So we went back to school this week, and we are sitting there snacking away, listening to the pod as we're working, getting the classroom ready for our students. And my aide and I decided to tell our favorite snack of the week. We both have the same. It's the Alouette spreadable cheese. We both like different flavors of it. I love the garden herb. She loves, it's like a garlic herb, and she loves a veggie kind. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I pick it up at our Aldi tier. We don't have a Trader Joe's around, but it's delicious. Pairs with everything. We've tried it with pretzels, tortilla chips, almonds. My son likes to dip his finger in it. It's delicious. Great in your little mini fridge, and perfect little snack aside from chocolate. Apologizing now, you might get addicted to it. Thanks, Jamie Fallon.
Thanks, Brandy.
Also, her son and I might be the same person.
Are you, is Brandy your mom? I've never heard of it. Alouette.
Uh-huh.
Spreadable butter.
Cheese.
I mean, spreadable cheese.
I was like, wait, did I just have a seizure? What did you say?
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I've had the garlic one that she talked about. Because Borson is another brand that feels similar.
Oh, I have Borson.
That
I know
feels
Borson.
Similar to this one. And so sometimes I'll get Alouette. Okay. Alouette.
Love it.
It's the Publix is where I get it.
Yeah, that's what she said. Pub. Oh, no. She said, sorry.
She said Aldi.
Yeah, Aldi. Alouette spreadable cheese.
Aldi, this is off topic, everyone, but Aldi sometimes feels like too overwhelming for me to try and sort out. I gotta have a quarter for my cart, and then every Aldi is different. It's not like you kind of have to look everywhere. It just doesn't feel like an easy flow for me grocery shopping.
I think Trader Joe's feels like that to people that aren't used to it.
I guess
too.
Yeah. So if anyone has any Aldi tips and tricks.
People, I feel like if you're an Aldi fan, you are a dedicated
totally.
Aldi fan. If you are Trader Joe's, you are dedicated.
I tried it
Trader
once.
Joe's.
I was so overwhelmed and I was like, can't do it. But it was also an interesting location of my Aldi. So maybe I need to try a different one.
Sure. When I was in college, we didn't have a Trader Joe's, but we did have an Aldi. And so I did. That was my go-to. And I liked it. I really liked it.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for listening. How about you go have yourself a little hot lunch today?
Don't get in a food fight without your parents' permission. I feel like I want to say that in case the kids that were listening heard us at the beginning.
Oops, sorry, parents. Gotta go. See you next week.
And I'll eat more snacks before then.